Hanging from the door was a metal knocker. It was painted crimson and had been cast in the shape of some kind of imp, some kind of grinning pixie or demon. How can I describe this best? It wasn't a good thing. It frightened me, there in that clearing with the dusk gathering under the trees. "I think I have to go home now," I said. It was the wrong thing to say. The three of them turned and laughed and jeered at me.
"I dare you," said Jamie. "I dare you to knock on the door."
"If you don't knock on the door," said Douglas, "you're too much of a baby ever to play with us again."
I had no desire to play with them again.
"Go on, we're not scared," said Simon.
I try to remember the tone of voice he used. Was he frightened too and covering it with bravado? I wish I knew. I reached up, grabbed the grinning imp in my right hand, and banged it hard against the door. Or rather, I tried to bang it hard, just to show the other three that I was not afraid at all. But something happened, something I had not expected, and the knocker hit the door with a muffled sort of a thump.
"Now you have to go inside," shouted Jamie.
"You go in," I said.
I knocked on the door.
I wasn't going in. I was perfectly certain of that. They said nothing. They did not move. Then slowly, the door fell open. Perhaps they thought that I, standing by the door, had pushed it open. Perhaps they thought that I jarred it when I knocked. But I hadn't. It opened because it was ready.